It's time for Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County. It's brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University. And let's say good morning to Jessica Felix. She is the artistic director and co-founder of the Healdsburg Jazz Festival, getting underway tomorrow. Good morning to you, Jessica.
Good morning, Pat.
I'll bet you're a bit frantic at this time, just ahead of a long run for the Healdsburg Jazz Festival.
You mean the long run to 10 days or the long run to 20 years?
both, probably. But more immediately, a 10-day lineup of jazz performers. And the locations vary, don't they, Jessica?
Yes, we're a road show, which makes things even more complicated, moving sound systems and stages. And we're at many different locations. I don't know where you want.
Great for the attendees.
Let's go through them with you. We have Shed, we have Jackson.
Let's start with tomorrow.
We have Moon Bar, we have Paul Motter Gallery. Yes, we have lots of venues.
Let's start with tomorrow's lineup and go from there.
All right, you want me to go through the lineup?
That'd be great, I think, for everybody to become aware of it.
Okay, well, I know how to do this quickly. I don't know how much time we have.
We've got plenty. Go ahead.
Tomorrow is a great opening act, but it's been sold out since right at the beginning, but it is Bill Frisell and Julian Lodge duo at the wonderful Healdsburg Shed location. They have a really nice venue upstairs, but it only holds a little more than 100 people per show. And
that one sold out.
Members, and they bought it up first, so a lot of people were angry at us, but next time we have them, we'll have them in a bigger venue. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're at the beautiful Jackson Theater, which is on the campus of the Sonoma Country Day School.
Yeah.
It's a big, it's like 750 seats, but it's every seat is great there. So there is, not a lot of seats left for them, but, whatever seats they get, they're all going to be good. And it starts, it's a double bill on Saturday called The Art of the Trio with Fred Hirsch Trio. And then on the second half is Trio de Paz, which is a great Brazilian group with special guests Anat Cohen and Claudia Valela. And I'm sure there's going to be some surprises there as well. It's a great night. You get a lot of music, two concerts in one, and they're all friends, so who knows what's going to happen that night. And then on Sunday, we celebrate Charles Lloyd and his 80th year, and he's helping us celebrate our 20th. And
wow.
Got Zakir Hussain and Joe Clayton, Harish Raghavan, Eric Harlan, and special guest Bill Frisell. So they're going to be playing in different configurations. And
also at the Jackson Theater.
They're going to surprise us. And that one's getting close to selling out. So I encourage people to get their seats on all these, especially this weekend.
Yeah, it all rolls through Sunday, June 10th. And again, these are a lot of different locations, so there's going to be great jazz somewhere near where you are,
fantastic.
For sure.
And the theme is that all these musicians have played over the years, and they're all friends, and they're all coming back to help us celebrate our 20 years.
Wow.
That we've been presenting this festival.
Sounds like they should all show up on the last night, Jessica, and just do one big kind of We Are the World together performance. Probably
That's
not,
a
though.
Good idea. Why didn't I think of that? He must be a promoter.
Just in celebration of the 20th year. Have you noticed that the Jazz Festival in Healdsburg has just gained and gained and gained through those 20 years?
Of course. Sonoma County is an interesting place to present music like this. So people are learning all the time. I'm trying to present them new music, a wide variety of music. And it is 10 days is a lot, for people to calculate what they want to come to and what they're doing. But I hope Sonoma County appreciates what we bring, and I'm always happy when I turn somebody on to the music or give them a great experience that they've, they've never had anything like it, or now they get jazz, but we just have, we have the second, we have Adam Thies coming, we have Mark Carey coming, and the second weekend we're celebrating the life of Jerry Allen with Robbie Coltrane, Dave Holland, and Terry Lynn Carrington.
Wow.
And I have some surprises on that, and then we go, I'm not getting all of them. Because
that's okay. The overview is good, Jessica. Let's talk about where to get tickets for these performances.
Well, first of all, there's a link on our website. I mean, you go to our website, which is hillsburgjazz.org. I'm trying to look for the 800 number. I don't have it. Maybe I do have it right in front of me. You can also call Brown Paper Tickets and buy tickets by phone. and they're open 24/7, and they're very helpful. And then the number is 800-838-3006. So I didn't get to a lot of the bands, but, you know, go to our website, have everybody go to our website and just keep an eye on what's going on. We're starting. We have a Jazz Village we're including this year.
Oh, fantastic.
So there's a whole schedule for that going on all week. And it's a party. We're just going to be partying, and we hope everybody joins us and helps us celebrate
for the next 10 days
anniversary and enjoy the music.
Well, it starts tomorrow, the Healdsburg Jazz Fest in its 20th year. Jessica, thanks for being with us, and good luck for the next 10 days.
Oh, thank you very much for including me in your show.
Happy to do it.